From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prowl. Supporters of Governor Brown's tax initiative are outraising opponents, but as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, they could find themselves outspent by a rival tax measure.
The governor and his allies have about $13 million in the bank right now, with most contributions coming from labor unions and businesses. Taxpayers and small business groups have raised about $1.7 million to oppose Prop 30.
The governor's raising a significant amount of money. The problem is that it requires probably well over $10 million to execute an effective campaign.
Republican political consultant Rob Stutzman.
Now, he may get there, but as we've seen in the past with tax measures, it doesn't take a proportional amount of a dollar spent on a no campaign in order to knock down tax increases.
And even if the opposition groups can't get their message out much, Brown could still face competition on the airwaves. Wealthy education advocate Molly Munger has poured more than $20 million of her own money into Proposition 38. She could urge voters to oppose Prop 30 and support her measure instead. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
In response to the Dodger Stadium beating of San Francisco Giant fan Brian Stowe, Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill on Friday to help prevent violence at sports venues. KPCC's Julie Small reports.
The new law requires stadiums to prominently post a number that fans can call or text to report violence to stadium security. LA Assemblyman Mike Gatto introduced the bill. He says in many cases, violent incidents lasted several minutes while witnesses dialed 911 for help. Gatto says giving fans a number for security inside the stadium should mean a quicker response. Gatto's bill originally called for stadiums to keep a list of people banned for past violence. Civil liberties groups oppose that aspect of the measure over privacy concerns. The bill takes effect in January. I'm Julie Small.
Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prowl.